Right now, Kristen Smith joins us from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. And I think the big news about Walmart has got to be something that we need to talk about.
Aaron, I was so excited to start my day to wake up to the news that Carrboro, the Paris of the Piedmont, was going to single-handedly close our sad retail gap in Orange County by putting a Walmart right at 300 East Main.
Yeah.
And Alderman Damon Siles was their champion.
And so many different people are just instrumental in making this happen. Ellie Kinnaird working behind the scenes. She talked to Ron Stutz. Damon Siles, of course. Sammy Slade really got involved in this. Lydia Lavelle, of course. And Mark Chilton, who has been working apparently for a couple of years to make this possible, even when he was mayor. And I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce had a lot to do with this, too.
I would love to take credit. It's unfortunate that WCHL's maybe celebrations of April 1st are really my dreams come true. It was last year Chapel Hill and Carrboro voted to...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will go on record and say that I think a Walmart Express would be a great thing. The Express, the smaller option, would be a great opportunity for 300 East Main. During the Chapel Hill 2020 process, heard from a locally owned small business owner and said, put a Walmart Express next to my store, saying, you know, discussing about how destination retail can help other independent retailers, something that we learned when we went to Greenville. I'll give Damon a call and we can talk about the future
happen.
Plans. Yeah, exactly.
We'll put it in that at the corner of Greensboro and Weaver. There's a site right there. It'll be great.
There's a perfect site right there. It's unfortunate that something like a Walmart Express has not been able to be developed there.
I had never seen a Walmart Express before until we were on we went up to Charlottesville just a week or so ago, and on the way up there on 86, there's a Walmart Express on the left-hand side of the road as you're driving up, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I've never seen one of those before.
So there are different retail opportunities. Destination retail is important to look at, but as Senator Kinnaird was quoted in y'all's story and saying she's been advocating for Costco because she feels like their wages are better, and I understand that that's a concern, but nevertheless, I am concerned about over 70% of Chapel Hill residents go out of town to shop either once a week, as often as every day, or to once a week. There is a severe retail gap that we need to look at closing. But
so on that subject, and we got to talk about the Bees, which is this really cool event that's just coming up that I know you're excited about for real.
No fools, no jokes, no pranks. I really am excited about the Business Excellence Award,
which is going to be really cool. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first, we're talking with Lydia Lavelle about this last week when she was in, and I had a story about this earlier this week. Not that it's necessarily going to go anywhere in the General Assembly, because I know McCrory spoke out against it, and I think some of the people who are behind this bill are sort of rethinking it, but this proposal to change the way sales tax money is distributed. I know Kirk Ross said this in a column this weekend, and I said this with Mayor Lavelle last week.
And Mayor Kleinschmidt came out at Friends of Downtown to talk about what a negative impact it would have in Chapel Hill. Basically, a $2 million hit to the town of Chapel Hill. I think there was some concern about Senator Berger's analysis versus the analysis done by the Metropolitan Mayor's Coalition. But I think, you know, Governor McCrory, I heard him say, you know, we can't, you know, we want to connect everybody, and you can't do that by hitting hard on your biggest producers, which are really our metro areas, Raleigh and Charlotte.
If it passes, though, does that change the debate about the retail gap in Orange County? Because all of a sudden, we don't have to worry about sales tax dollars being spent here.
No, if you look at it purely from that standpoint, from the retail standpoint, but if you think about...
I mean, you still want businesses.
If you think about carbon emissions, if you think about jobs, if you think about property taxes, there are so many other... if you purely evaluate it on the metric of sales tax revenue, yes, it does change the debate. But I do think that people... We want retail available to people on transit corridors, on transportation corridors. Every single time that people drive out of the county, drive to Tanger, drive to South Point, that is is affecting
or beyond
some,
for that or, matter
or
go
beyond,
to Raleigh,
or beyond
else, yeah.
That has an impact on climate change, which I know is so important to Alderman Sammy Slade. And so I think, and also I do think retail means jobs. I understand the concerns brought forth about wages, and particularly the wages offered at Walmart, but there are opportunities to bring retail jobs to Orange County. Yeah. And that's not just, I mean, we need other private sector jobs, but retail jobs is a sector that I think provides opportunities for high school students, for low skill workers, and but we need to grow private sector jobs in every case. So,
and we do talk about this all the time. It's live, work, and play. That's the local slogan. We want people to live here and work here and play here. So bringing business here, but it would change the debate a little bit, you know, moving it from the retail gap concern to other concerns, which
but,
would be.
But it would change if you were evaluating solely on the sales tax revenue debate.
Yeah.
So you can take it up with your class next week. but a fair question.
Yeah.
And I encourage folks to learn more about the bill. The Metropolitan Mayors Association has weighed in. Mayor Kleinschmidt has weighed in. It sounds like Mayor LaBelle
has also.
And
we talked with Lydia LaBelle last week.
Has weighed in. So an important issue to stay in touch with what's going on in Raleigh. So.
And Governor McCrory speaking out against it earlier this week. And if the person who submitted the bill in the first place, and I can't remember what his name is, has since come out and said, oh, I didn't realize it was going to hit the... Yeah, I know. But it is what it is. But so maybe it won't go anywhere. But it's still a really interesting thing to think about. Okay, but the bees. We've got to talk about the bees. Yes,
we don't know how to segue from sales tax revenue into the Business Excellence Awards. But we are super excited about the bees. And we need you, WCHL listeners, to be a nominator. We are looking for nominations for six categories. One of them being university-born businesses. And someone asked me, what does that mean? It means that it's a business that came out of university research. It's a business that maybe was hatched by a student while they were there.
Anything from launch or
exactly a launch in 1789. Examples of incubators down that are downtown, and you know the chamber is working to create space and infrastructure for these businesses when they do come out of the incubators. But we want to recognize university-born businesses. The University of North Carolina has actually done a lot of research about the impact of startups on our area and in North Carolina. There have been about 150 startups. They employ nearly 8,000 people in North Carolina. 35 companies are manufacturing products. 9 major employers are providing clinical trial services. And this is really all this. This adds up to $7 billion in annual revenue from these university-born businesses. But we want to know what's the best one. We also want to know, have you started a new business in the past 3 years and you are kicking butt and taking names? We want you to nominate yourself. Self-nominations are encouraged, or nominate a new business. We are looking for... I didn't mean to single you out as potentially not eligible for this award, but I know that we have an award for Young Professional of the Year. That's for under 40. I'm approaching my late 30s, so I have no room to talk, but please nominate your favorite young person.
This is one of those moments last week when I was like, oh, yeah, of course I'm... Wait a minute. You were asking me if I was over 40, weren't you?
So impolite.
You were the first person ever in my life who was asking...
How old are you?
Like 41, 46?
That will come back to haunt me. I apologize, Aaron, but do you know?
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was hanging out. My parents were visiting. We were in Hillsboro. We were at an antique store. This very nice man behind the counter asked me if I was visiting the area to see if I wanted to go to school at UNC.
Oh, yeah.
3 weeks later, I'm 45 years old. This is what the winter does.
Sorry.
It just ages
you. You can pass for a Carolina co-ed, so I apologize. We're looking for the Businesswoman of the Year. Mm-hmm. And also, I just came back from the Triangle Community Foundation's What Matters Luncheon, and they offered a prize for nonprofits that really were innovating. And they singled out different projects and everything, and we're looking for two different awards, one for the Innovative Business of the Year for someone who has shown innovation in product or delivery of service. And also we're looking for the Community Impact Award, a business or organization that has done a tremendous amount in the past year measurably make social, economic, or environmental improvements within the Chapel Hill-Carrboro community. So these are awards that are available to non-chamber members. You just need to be a chamber member or in the Chapel Hill News distribution area. So we're partnering with them to bring you the Business Excellence Awards. We're going to celebrate all of these winners on May 28th at Playmakers. This is kind of a red carpet fun affair, and we just want to take a moment to recognize the best in business. So,
what is the Chapel Hill News distribution? I always think of, like, you can subscribe and get it anywhere, but are we talking about, like, where the newsstands are?
It goes up to Hillsborough and in northern Chatham, so we don't want to preclude people who aren't in Orange County. And actually, our membership really spans throughout the Triangle. So ARCA was an example of a business that won Business of the Year by the Chamber recently, and they're an organization located in Mebane, but a Chamber member. So we want lots of nominations. We know there are so many different businesses that we can recognize, so folks can go to carolinachamber.org/BEAS. That's BEAS. Business Excellence Awards, and we look forward to reading your nominations.
It's going
to
be really cool, and I like the fact, and I know the idea is, you know, not giving the awards at the annual meeting and having this special cool event to add all of these awards, so it's not just small, big, middle, large, and like recognize a whole bunch of businesses.
Well,
that's really cool.
It's going to be exciting because we're going to be taking nominations, we're going to be recognizing businesses in these different categories, and we're going to offer an opportunity for people to vote for people's choice categories. So, but right now we are asking for nominations for the Business Excellence Awards, and we hope that you will join us May 28th at Playmakers.
All right, awesome. And the deadline for nominations is?
The deadline for the nominations is in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I will remind you the exact date when we come back for the hopefully shorter and hopefully sweeter Business Beat
we
next
Wednesday.
We covered
a lot of stuff today. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
And it's a big business day. Walmart's coming in. It's going to be just transformative. Really.
It's continuing our theme of Wacky Wednesday. So
Wacky Walmart Wednesday.
Wacky
there we go.
Walmart Wednesday. It's Walmart Wednesday.
There we
so
go.
Everybody, let's close the retail gap. That's
right.
What I want to end on. So
Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org is the website. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much, Aaron.